The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We celebrated the Feast of the Weeks, or Pentecost, last Sunday, and glory to God. Many wonderful things are already manifesting. Keep in mind that we do not live by the standards of this world. Ours is heavenly. Continue to pray for our president and vice president and his administration. Continue to pray for United States of America. Also, ask God for wisdom for our governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general in our great state of Texas. They need our prayers and support more than ever. Let us set aside any political differences. Let us unite under the banner of love and unity for the sake of this country, all for the glory of God and for the benefit of His people. You know, I moved in this country in 1982 from the Philippines. When I left the Philippines at a very young age, the Philippines was still under martial law. And it set that country back 25 years. I got born again. I got baptized by the Holy Spirit. I since traveled to many parts of the world, preaching the gospel and making disciples. And there is one thing that I can truly say. There is no country in the world like United States of America. The liberty, the freedom that we enjoy here is compared to none. The opportunities that every American has, our opportunities are endless. And every time I hold a pastor's conference abroad, I always ask them and tell them that they need to pray for United States of America. These are the questions that I ask them. If United States of America will fall, where is your help? Where will other countries or people go for help? Where will they go? Who will replace or can replace the United States of America as a world power? China? Then is the world better off? Russia? Is the world better off? Saudi Arabia? Is the world better off? United States of America, like I'm sure your country too, has a divine destiny, and so are the American people as a whole. I believe this with all my heart. Why? Just go back and read and study the history of the Christian, especially the Christian foundation of this country, our founding fathers. So, for Christians here in the United States of America, we have the primary responsibility to finance and to preach the gospel of good news and to make disciples unhindered, to continue to lead the world in every area, to continue our godly influence as a free nation, and we need to continue to lead the other nations of the world in righteous governance. And the state of Texas is leading the other 49 states in the nation in righteous governance. And thank God for you that you'll continue to do what God commands us to do, to love this country and to pray for them. If you don't agree with me, if you're one of those who hate this country and you see only the bad part, move to another country. And better yet, you can live for 1 year in another country and then move to another. Live amongst the people live by their rules, and operate under their governance. Probably then, and only then, that you'll begin to appreciate this country. You'll begin to see the destiny and the calling of this country, what we have. Look at the United States of America during this pandemic. Look at our president and his administration. They have faults, yes. But putting this country and its people first, it made the United States of America as a nation stronger, not just economically. And while we were in the middle of a pandemic and facing economic collapse, our president is still helping out other countries, sending out supplies, sending out aid, especially those that were in desperate need, in spite of us struggling as a nation. Because love of God, love of country, and love of family, we still can render aid to other countries who are in need, in spite of the challenges that we face here at home. Because American people mostly have generous hearts. Let us keep it this way, all right? And you know what? Looking back, the Lord Jesus prepared us for this pandemic. We got to see our hearts and do the right thing. We got to clean our house and finish the things that had been there, open, postponed. And we were able to have that opportunity. You know, before I left for the Philippines, the Lord showed me that this virus is going to break, that it's going to become global. But the Lord instructed me to go on ahead and to go to the Philippines and train the young people and empower the leaders. And I know He has my back. This is what I did. And here in Texas, my son James sensed that many Americans will give in to fear and they will panic in hoarding goods. So he went to get some cleaning stuff, disinfecting stuff, toiletries, and groceries. And Gail did the same. Bought some for her family, for herself, for the church facility, and for the Sassos, and for others. So when I got home, we had much-needed supplies for at least a month. And while this lockdown is going on, Deb, Drew, and Michaela, every time they go to the store, they always call me and ask if we need anything. And they also provided the much-needed supplies for the facility. Same thing with others. You know, people moved to action. Freedom Fellowship Church was united, and the congregation, especially the ministry team, moved to action. And the praise team, which are also the media team, they spend so much time together that they're used to each other's germs. So we were able to do live streaming immediately, mainly because of them. And they were willing to do whatever it takes to minister to God's people, and they enjoyed doing it. So, thank you and God bless you, Deb, Drew, Michaela, Pete, Erin, Nicole, Joshua, James, and Erica. Also, God bless you, Mike, Javier, Pete, Joshua, for devising ways to make things easier and to make things efficient for our live streaming. And what happened? We were able to live stream our Passover celebration, and we were joined in by others in different parts of the world, especially by the Filipino ministers and leaders who celebrated the Passover for the first time on their own. And Joshua, James, and Nicole recorded a video of the things how to prepare for the Passover. and they send it out there so that everybody who are participating via live streaming get ready. For the group here, for the Congregation of Freedom Fellowship Charts, we've been doing this since we started Freedom Fellowship Charts, so they know. And for those that are newcomers, we gave them a list. They watched the video, and we provided the meat. I prepared the lamb and gave it to them. So many Filipino churches and Christians in other parts of the world joined in and celebrated Jesus as Passover lamb for the first time in their Christian life. Glory to God! And afterwards, as my offering to our Lord Jesus, I held a prophetic school conference for 3 consecutive weeks over the weekend, live streaming. And you know what? Our obeying God did not limit the ministry's function and duties in preaching the gospel and making disciples. In actuality, because we were forced to shut down, that we went live streaming, our outreaches have expanded exponentially. Somehow, without us knowing it, the Lord prepared us for it. And you know what? I believe you didn't panic too. You were prepared by the Holy Spirit for this period in the history of the church. And now it passed, and it's not going to come back as long as we use our authority in Christ Jesus. Now, after this, we are presently facing another challenge as a nation with the peaceful protest. I said peaceful protest. That is okay as a democracy. But evil people infiltrated these peaceful protests and started destroying other people's properties, other people's lives, and other people's businesses. And that is wicked. That is not from God. That is from God's enemy. What we need to do is we need to unite and come against it in Jesus' name. We need to speak out, because this too shall pass. Let us make sure that we Christians and the law-abiding citizens of this country will come out stronger than ever. By the grace of God and through righteous leaders and hardworking Americans, this country's economy will not just rebound, but stronger than ever in Jesus' name. Amen? Pray, continue to pray, and thank God for our president and vice president, for their protection, for wisdom, and continue to pray for God-fearing men and women to be a part of their administration to give our president godly counsel. Also continue to pray the same prayer for our governor, our lieutenant governor, and attorney general, so that Texas will continue to lead in righteous governance. Amen. And we'll continue to pray for one another as we do in our household and as a group with the ministry team. Now, as a follower of our Lord Jesus Christ, our focus must be on these things. Let us continue to unite under the banner of our Lord Jesus Christ, and let us become the most active, the most informed, and biggest voting bloc in this country. If God is for us, who can be against us? Let us do this. Great things are happening. Last Sunday, the Pentecost, the Lord had me release prophecies, and Joshua did the same in the evening service. And within 24 hours, things started manifesting. Freedom Fellowship Church. Blessings, confirmation, clarity. How amazing, how faithful God is. You and I know that God is faithful, even when there are times that we are unfaithful. But every time He does things, it doesn't get old. I get so energized, I got so inspired and so encouraged, because I see the manifestations of the blessings of God. Truly, the Lord Jesus wants to come back real soon, and he is accelerating the time. And this decade is going to be the most exciting decade in the history of the church. Next to the Pentecost, which is the birthing of the church. I'm going to share some of the testimonials later on. They still continue to manifest. And the Lord is going to tell me the perfect timing for it. As for China, after all, this is the prophetic voice of our time. As for China, this is going to be the end result. China is right now and will continue to be dealt with, because China is and will harvest what they sowed. The persecuted Christians in China will be set free, and righteous governance will manifest in China, hopefully in our lifetime, hopefully sooner than later. I shared with you a few years ago, the Lord sent me there with Joshua to prophesy and to pray for the nation of China. I was surprised on what came out from my mouth, prophecies and prayers over China. I was with Joshua, Davina, Sandy, and Sophia. And we had a lot of challenges by just obeying God to go to China and prophesy and bless that nation. The group who went had to go back to the consular's office of China in Houston, Texas, 3 times just to get my visa. And the group were all laughing at me because all 4 of them were granted multiple entries, 10-year visa, and I was granted 45 days. But that's all it takes. 1 visit, 1 step of obedience, and we release prophecies, we pray for the nation of China, and deal is done. God is still on the throne. We must always remember that. And he will fulfill the purpose and the destiny that he set for the people of China. At the same time, I shared with you on previous broadcast that in 2019, during the summer, I saw this coronavirus being developed in China as a weapon. And I was alarmed by what I saw in the vision. And I asked Joshua to pray in agreement with me, which we did. And you know what? I am 100% sure and confident that we were not the only one who was getting this revelation. We're not only the ones that God is sending to other countries to prophesy the will of God upon that nation. We're not the only one who have that vision regarding this coronavirus. We were not the only one who released prophecies towards China. Many prophets are sent to the nations, countries, or ministries before God does anything here on earth. Amos 3:7. This is the way of God. He gets people involved. He is a team player. He can do everything. He doesn't need our help. But he wants his family. He wants his loved ones to be involved. And that's who we are. Our destiny, our future is secured. Always remember that. And as you believe and you take a stand and declare in the mighty name of Jesus that you're not going to lose a member of your family to Satan, that is already been loosed in the name of Jesus here on earth. It is loosed in heaven. And don't deviate from it. Don't give in to fear. Don't give in to doubt. All right? He gets people involved. God is a team player, and he is more than that. He is so amazing. And as for me, I am so grateful and glad that God shared things with me to share to others, to you today. So here's a scripture for United States of America and for China and as well as other countries, okay? Isaiah 59:19. I'm going to read from King James Version, Light. Isaiah 59:19. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. So the standard of the Lord has been lifted against the evil forces that are operating here in the United States of America, and they are being exposed and uprooted to the light. And never again will they take a root of this while we're here on earth. And also, the standard of the Lord has been lifted against the evil forces working and operating in China and in the Philippines and other parts of the world. The enemy shall be defeated, and righteousness will prevail here in the United States of America, in China, in the name of Jesus. I pray that communism and godless governance in China will end soon. Let us keep on praying. Revival is breaking in some parts of the world, in spite of massive persecution. Because why? Because you and I continue to finance the gospel and preaching the gospel and making disciples. As long as that continues and God is still on the throne, every challenges that we face as a nation and as a person, they too shall pass. So stand your ground. Continue to replicate yourselves by making disciples. And let us resolve that we will never, ever give even an inch of territory to God's enemies. The earth is the Lord's and its fullness thereof. In the meantime, let us also continue to pray for the salvation of the lost here in the United States of America, and even those misguided, they too shall be saved. It is our offering to our Lord Jesus Christ to pray for the lost souls. That is a selfless act, a Christian act of faith. And also, we need to forgive. We need to fight the good fight of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Then we can truly say and proclaim Hebrews 13, verse 6. The Lord is my helper, so I will have no fear. What can mere people or what can mere men do to me? This is on New Living Translation. Again, Hebrews 13, verse 6. The Lord is my helper, so I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me? Hebrews 13, verse 15. Therefore, let us offer through Jesus Christ a continual sacrifice of praise to God, proclaiming our allegiance to his name. And I'm running out of time. Be a part of our Sunday celebration. Go to our website, sogmi.org, or find us on YouTube. Our morning Sunday service starts at 10:30 in the morning, and evening service live streaming starts at 7:30, and so is our Wednesday services. I would like also to thank those who came to our fundraising event last Saturday. And for those of you that have not obeyed God yet, obey God and send your spare hundreds. I'm not asking for all of your wealth. I said spare. Your spare hundreds, spare thousands, spare millions, by going to our website and click donate, sogmi.org, or you can mail your check to Post Office Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Please make sure to make your check payable to Sons of God International or Freedom Fellowship Church, and not to me. I'm not asking you for money for myself. It is for the preaching of the gospel and discipleship, so that I can continue to cause troubles for God's enemies. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.